President Obama has made no secret of the fact that he wants to close down the detention center in Guantanamo Bay. But in order to do that, he has to find a place to take the detainees who are there in Cuba now. It's a very controversial subject. Especially Republicans are those who are leading the charge to oppose bringing these suspects to the United States soil. Many support the idea on moral grounds, but more are favoring the plan because they're looking for jobs in their area. One of the places they're looking at is the Thompson Correctional Center in Northwestern Illinois. Joining us with details is Tony Arnold from Chicago Public Radio. He's been covering the story. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning.
Give us the lowdown on this story. First of all, how large is the Thompson Correctional Center and how far is it from Chicago?
Thompson is located about 150 miles west of Chicago, so it's basically right on the Mississippi River, right next to Iowa. It's about as far west in Illinois as you can possibly get. And it's a very rural part of the state, a lot of farmland around there, obviously. And as for the Thompson Correctional Center itself, it's fairly small. It holds about 200 people, and for the most part, it's being used right now as a minimum security prison, although it has maximum security capabilities. It's just not being used right now. When it was built about 8 years ago, the state didn't exactly have the money to operate it. It had the money to build it, but just not operate it.
It's capable of holding maximum security prisoners, but they haven't been able to afford that, right?
Correct, right.
Now, Illinois is hardly the only place that the government is looking to possibly house Guantanamo Bay detainees. We're also looking at facilities in Florence, Colorado, Hardin, Montana, Standish, Michigan. And we actually spoke with the mayor of Standish, Michigan, and he said most of their residents are in support of bringing the Guantanamo Bay detainees there because they feel like it'll be an economic boon for their community. Tony, is that what you're hearing in Illinois as well?
That's exactly what I'm hearing also. The town of Thompson really seems to be pretty excited about the possibilities of creating more jobs and the senators here who have been pushing for this, the Democratic senators, have said that this could create anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 jobs in Thompson, which is, and like I said, it's being a rural part of the state, there's not much out there in terms of industry or any kind of hasn't seen much of an economic growth in any recent years.
Okay,
so this really could be a big boon for them.
Well, let's talk to the guy that actually represents that area in Illinois, Representative Mike Boland. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thompson is part of your constituency, and have you spoken with residents who are around the correctional facility there, or do they agree with what you just heard Tony saying?
Oh, absolutely. I've talked to them actually over the last 8 to 10 years, and they're very enthused about it. You know, we waited a long, long time to get it fully opened, and this will actually bring in over 3,000 jobs. The governor estimates about 3,200, and also there'll probably be about 1,000 additional jobs in schools and restaurants and motels and other type of ancillary economic development.
Well, Representative Mike, let me ask you to listen to this. This is from one of your colleagues, Representative Mark Kirk, and he is arguing that bringing terrorists to Chicago is going to make Illinois a terrorist target.
With the busiest airport in the world and the tallest building in North America, I do not think that we should make Chicagoland the center of jihadi attention in the world. But if you concentrate four times the number of terrorists of anywhere else in the country, in Illinois, you will make us ground zero for that attention.
Representative Mike Boland, what do you have to say to that? Is this going to make you guys a target?
No, not at all. You know, Mark Kirk is running for the U.S. Senate here, and it's all a political sham what they're putting out. We already have a federal prison in Illinois. It's in deep southern Illinois in a place called Marion. And they already have 30-some, I guess you'd call them terrorists, prisoners there right now. They already have John Gotti. They've got mafia leaders. They've got some of the leaders of the most violent street gangs in Chicago, and there hasn't been any security problems as of yet, and I doubt that there ever will be. The people in that area feel very secure, and I don't think that's going to happen. You know, those types of things could happen. Chicago could have been a target before, all these years, and they have not been. We have to depend upon our federal authorities, our FBI, CIA, and all the other intelligence groups and the national defense apparatus to protect us from any kind of terrorist attack, which could happen anywhere.
Okay, Tony Arland.
The Gitmo prisoners are going to be scattered in different places across the country, so I don't see that Chicago is going to be any kind of particular target.
So, Tony Arnold, you're with Chicago Public Radio. You just heard Representative Mike Boland talking about how this is not a credible argument. How strong is the opposition to bringing this prison to Illinois, and is it just Republicans? Is it only political?
It has become a very strong political matchup in this instance. The Republicans yesterday, four Illinois Republicans, congressmen, gathered
four of them.
Throughout northern Illinois, partly from Chicago, the suburbs, and also the representative who represents Thompson, Illinois, all showed up in opposition to this for some of the same reasons that you just heard. The other thing is basically their argument was that Guantanamo Bay is not going to be closing. It's going to be moving to Thompson, Illinois, if this were the case. Now, the director of the Federal Bureau of Prisons addressed this kind of fear of having visitors come through Illinois to visit these detainees yesterday. He toured the facility in Thompson and said that these prisoners, these detainees, would not be allowed access to having visitors. And so that kind of put a hole in the Republicans' argument that you'd have potential terrorists, I guess, coming through Chicago to come to Thompson to visit these detainees.
And it looks like they've have it set up to where there's actually going to be three guards for every Guantanamo Bay prisoner there, should they end up getting located at the Thompson Correctional Center in Northwest Illinois. That's Tony Arland, a reporter for Chicago Public Radio. And we also heard from Representative Mike Boland. He is the state representative of the 71st District that includes the village of Thompson. Thank you both.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.